Hi, it's Brock Romanek, editor of DealLawyers.com. I'm here today with Ron Orrell, who's a senior writer for The Daily Deal, The Deal, which is a weekly publication, and then the website, TheDeal.com. And he has also recently written a book entitled Extreme Value Hedging, How Activist Hedge Fund Managers Are Taking on the World. And that's the reason why I've asked Ron to spend a few minutes with us to talk about the book, because being a converted journalist myself, I'm always fascinated with real journalists, and then ultimately the good ones seem to put out books and really good books. So Ron, the first question I have is what led you to write the book?
Well, I had been writing about activist hedge fund managers for first Dow Jones and then the Deal for the last 6 years. And I noticed that when I first started covering them about 7 years ago, they, most of them were had very little assets under management and were kind of considered gadflies on the edge of the kind of deal making spectrum and weren't really having a major impact on a lot of large companies. And in recent years, I noticed how everybody, all the financial press had started writing about them, and they'd grown in size significantly, and were able to start pressuring much larger companies such as Home Depot and Motorola and ABN AMRO, huge banks, and really were kind of controlling a lot of the businesses and kind of behind the scenes influencing how deals happen. And I thought that I had a kind of a wealth of experience following them and really was able to kind of explain how they've emerged into the kind of the important influential financial managers that they are today.
So what is the book about? Give us a little bit more of a flavor for it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's I try to explain how these managers are able to wield such power to kind of influence the outcome of how companies operate, or their whether they get involved in mergers or sell assets, or how they spend their capital or cash on hand, or consider the compensation of CEOs, and basically, just to briefly explain, activist hedge fund managers are these investors that will buy a large stake in a minority stake in a company, let's say 5-10%, and then are publicly agitate for change. Some of them, their goal is always to improve share value, but there's a wide spectrum of the different means of how they accomplish that goal. And I consider on the one end of the spectrum, you have the activists that will, I consider kind of under the category of quasi-extortionists, where they will buy a large stake and pressure the company to do a big stock buyback. If they see a company that has a lot of cash on hand or low debt levels, they might try to pressure it to increase its debt levels so that they can generate capital for a stock buyback. Well, this is good for them because their large stake, 5%, 10% stake, suddenly they have a huge price increase and they can cash out and have made a huge profit. Other investors, particularly institutional investors, are stuck with a company that perhaps now has increased its debt to a much higher level. A lot of investors, particularly ones that are index funds, aren't able to cash out, and they're left with these some companies that have a problematic future. Perhaps that cash, instead of doing a stock buyback, could have been used for some sort of more operational improvement for the company. So that's, I kind of categorize those into the more negative type of short-term activists, where they come buy in and then kind of pressure the company through trying to put directors on the board to do some big spending the cash, giving the cash basically back to the shareholders. And then on the other end is the more positive activists, which I consider ones that are when they see companies with CEOs that have their incentives not aligned with the performance of the share performance of the company, or are trying to engage the company into change of control scenarios that benefit them, that maybe don't benefit the employees or the corporation, or the activists will actually try to block deals from happening. And I've seen this happen very often when they think that the company is better served independent, or they try to pressure the CEO, pressure the compensation committees on boards into getting more thoughtful compensation packages for the executive.
And I know when I blog or write pieces, there's always sort of unexpected feedback from the audience. What is it? Has that happened with your book?
I was surprised, or maybe not so surprised, to see that some people wrote me that they appreciated a lot of the ideas that were brought up in the book. And one investor that runs an activist fund of hedge funds, which is also a new kind of trend that we're seeing, said that he had lots of interesting ideas that... he got a lot of interesting ideas out of the book and plans to kind of employ some of them for his fund of hedge fund investing strategy. I have a chapter that looks at how a lot of these, some people feel uncomfortable investing their money with an activist hedge fund simply because the manager isn't very diversified, you know, the way a traditional hedge fund would be. They buy maybe, you know, large stakes in about 10 companies and focus all their energies on those, but if the situation doesn't improve for those companies, you know, there's the results aren't the results aren't very good. So activist fund of hedge funds is you have much more diversified. Maybe you have 10 activist hedge funds in the fund, and each one has 10 investments. So you have 100 activist situations going on at any one time. So if one manager kind of has a bad year, which is very possible. Some of these managers are volatile. They have extremely great years, and then they have mediocre years or not so good years, and then they have extremely great years after that. It's going to help minimize the likelihood that you have a particular bad year. And so that's what he got some interesting ideas out of the fund of activist fund chapter.
Well, I really encourage all of you out there to check out Ron's book, and we'll be hearing more from Ron in a webcast that I'm putting together on this and related topics. It's such a hot topic that I think anyone doing M&A work really needs to drill down. Thanks very much, Ron.
No, thank you for having me.